the mover of all things. In his book, A Few Thoughts on the Scriptures, J.G. Salter wrote regarding the sovereignty of God, "It is hard for man to accept how completely he is in the hands of God. Churchianity pictures God as sitting off to one side, waiting and pleading for his creatures to come to him. Instead of that, he is the active force. He is the mover of all things. We simply live and move and have our being in him," Acts 17:28. "If he does not move us, we are not moved. If he does not enlighten us, we are not enlightened." The course that God has taken to accomplish his purpose for man is preeminently the right one, for God is almighty, so there is no question of his power to do whatever he wills, and he wills all men to be saved. 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 through 4.